Hello. This podcast is about the mediation of voice. It's about its transformation from female to male when conditions are difficult and female subjects cannot speak in public because of the gender. You will hear recordings from my archive and sources in internet and sounds from internet.
Hiba Abud, speaking Arabic, interpreter. And we looked out of the window when we heard a lot of noise. So us girls, we just started gathering everything and hiding it because we said, you know, they were going to come to us next.
In radio Fres in Syria, when women started to broadcast and host their own radio programs, an extremist group called Nusra stopped them from speaking on air.
Was for Radio Fres to take women off the air completely. Rayid had a creative fix for this one too.
Again, days passed. Nusra finally reached an agreement with Radio Fres. They'd let Raed go and return the equipment under a few conditions. First, that the radio station wouldn't play music. Here's Raed talking about the agreement, in English, actually, in an interview with the CBC.
They started to say it's forbidden because it's haram in Islam Sharia law. In their opinion, it's haram.
Haram, sinful. Nusra had been on Raed's case about playing music for a while. He's cheerfully defiant.
It was like 2 years they're asking me to stop playing music, but I refused. Finally, because they attacked the radio station more than 3 times and kidnapped me like three times,
he's saying.
Like animal sounds. They will ask, what's your mind? Is it really hard?
Transform our voices. You know, now we were gonna use something to change our voices from female voices to male, and that you wouldn't be able to tell that it was a female in the first place.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah ilaykum mujazan li ahlam bil anba ahlam bikum.
So when we first heard what our voice
are highly magnified examples or facsimiles of
Nusra?
Human sperm. Generation after generation of these tiny creatures have sacrificed themselves.
Nusra refused to listen to whatever they wanted to say because they were women. The group said that female voices in public is like a form of nakedness that should not be exposed.
Where is this information coming from? They have no eyes, no ears, yet some of them already know that they...
It sounded like we were laughing, and it was so strange because we were like, really, this is like what people are going to listen to? But after a while, it just became normal, and it literally got to the point where...
We were like, really? This is what people are going to listen to?
When women transform their voices, technically to a male register, everybody would listen carefully to their words.
I could tell you which girl was which voice.
But these days, Hiba just feels annoyed at the voice. And because the voice is so hard to listen to, Radio Fres reduced how long women speak on the air to a
fraction. The female body accepts the distortion into male.
By this past fall,
the distorted mediation of their voice broke the fixed gender binary
and in many other places
regarding their bodies being in public.
Like Nusra were gaining power. People like Raed, who didn't want Azad or the extremists, they barely held any ground.
But then it it's still really hard to talk.
A group of people are discussing about being comfortable talking in public, about their experiences of public speech.
Aggressive, for example, because it's a little bit less vulnerable online, because you don't have violence, of course, or whatever, like you, it's a little bit safer, and she, I can imagine also the feeling of it. Probably would be more comfortable to get into like a confrontation in real life than
the women in radio, for example, when they say they transport the voices in male, and they were talking about women's rights. And they would listen to them just because their voice sounded male. And they couldn't see the body, but it was enough.
It's about how other people react to what you say.
Radio,
also, if you present them one or the other.
Went to the first assumption, so they did icebreakers. 3 days on voice technique. Interpreter.
Yes, normally I talk so much and I always take up like all the, like when it's awkward or quiet, I will talk.
Oh yeah, me too.
You know, so I was just like, okay, I will not do anything, I'll just see how it works. Otherwise, I'm just too much, and I don't know, it's not a... Oh, my role.
This text is a manuscript of a radio program about a self-organized radio station in Syria during the conflict, called Radio Shack. Some parts of the text have been removed.
She talks to me from the woman's office over Skype. Liba Abu speaking of Arabic.
Interpreter. I never imagined that I would hear my own voice or that I would be a reporter. Never.
Donna Bobby. Eva was a young, newly wed woman in the town when she heard that Radio Fresh was recruiting women to go on air.
She'd been listening to the radio and curious what it was like to make it. This is what we're missing out on, isn't
along
it?
With 20 other people.
How you call that?
As a presenter, and how to take breaths from your belly. I get it.
Somewhere. Everything that provokes one.
Interviews with local women.
We warm our hands.
By the time riots,
and we warm our
women on air.
Belly.
The Islamists in charge of the couple already hated
and
the
we warm again.
Now Radio Fresh got a lot of warnings for
this group of people met to get comfortable with their voices, discuss about it, and warm up their bodies and their vocal cords.
Fast, sorry for that. You don't have so much time.